Welcome to Chapter 5 of Christian Beliefs. Today we're going to take a look at prayer. We're going to answer, with Wayne Grudem's help, the question of what is prayer? Prayer is personal communication from God to us and us to God. It not only helps us to know about God, but it helps us to truly know God. Prayer is like a lifeline between we created Christians and the Creator of all things. It is the way of communicating back and forth this way. Amen. Why do we pray? Grudem wants to first answer the question of reasoning for prayer. He says God wants us to pray so that our dependence on Him will increase. The more we rely on Him, the more we pray and talk to Him, the more we hear from Him, the more we realize we need Him and we're blessed by Him. God does not just desire that our trust in Him will grow through prayers. He also desires that our love for Him and our relationship with Him will deepen through our prayers. It's like intimate conversations. It's the closer you get in heart-to-heart relationship and dialogue that really strengthens your relationship and draws you closer. This is something that God delights in. It's also something that brings Him glory. When we depend on Him, we pray and praise Him, pray to Him and we praise Him. It shows Him that we want to give Him glory. Now, there's an effectiveness to prayer that we should also address. Grudem says, when we ask for things in prayer, God often responds to those prayers. James says that you do not have because you do not ask. That's James 4, verse 2. The scriptures give many examples of God's responding, even changing the way that He acts in response to the prayers of different individuals. Just think about that power in prayer, that you're not just talking to God, but you're in such an intimate communication and in the kind of relationship where this prayerful talking to and listening to, it has an eternal impact. Think about that. Just think of the power that we see in the scriptures when it comes to prayer. Exodus 32, 12 and 14, 1 John 1, 9. These examples encourage us to pray more and boldly, to ask the Lord to do works that only He can do. Our own personal sin, yours and mine, our own personal sin should disqualify us from requesting anything from a holy God. But if our faith is in Jesus, the Bible tells us He is the reason our prayers are effective. 1 Timothy 2, 5, John 14, 6, that our relationship with Jesus, it not only is fed and nurtured by our prayer, but our blessings are seen through the answering of prayer. Now that should affect our attitude in prayer. Grudem says praying according to God's will often requires humility. It requires that we pray not simply for what we desire, but instead that we pray for what God desires. May your will be done. We want your will. That's a healthy prayer. If we pray in line with a direct command or declaration of God's will from the scriptures, then we'll be asking God to do what He desires. This is why it's so healthy to pray the scriptures. If you're praying God's word, you know you're praying for God's will. God's word and God's will always be aligned. Anything in our lives that displeases God will hinder our prayers. Know that, friends. Know that what displeases God hinders our prayers. Psalm 66, 18, Proverbs 15, 29, 1 Peter 3, 12. I pray that your understanding of prayer and how it aligns with this intimate conversation, a dialogue of the heart between you and our Creator, this is what God intended for prayer. We do not need to be completely free from sin in order for God to hear our prayers. We do, however, need to seek holiness. You see, if we mess up, we tell Him, we're sorry, we repent, please forgive us. It's the direction of the heart, not the perfection of the heart, that matters when it comes to prayer. Grudem says, when we do sin, God urges prayer to seek His forgiveness. When we confess our sins to God, it restores our day-to-day relationship with Him. This is the essence of 1 John 1:9, Psalm 19:12, and James 5:16. Three times Paul pleaded with the Lord to take away his affliction. The Lord did not do so, but instead told Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness," 2 Corinthians 12:8 and 9. These unanswered prayers did not deter Paul's trust in God or God's work, because he knew that God is working all things together for the good of those who love him. That's Romans 8:28. And it's important to realize, so that you don't hinge your faith or your trust, your walk or your worship, based on whether or not you think that you've had your prayer answered. Let me just add here to Grudem's work and say, many times God's richest graces come in the unanswered prayers, that He does not give us what we want, but instead knows what is best for us and gives us what we need. Praise God that we can understand prayer in this way, knowing that it is an expression of God's love, that He would talk to us and listen to us, and that it's an expression of God's sovereign grace, that we can trust Him, whether we hear Him or not, to know that He is always working all things together for the good of those who love Him and are called according to His purposes. Amen and amen.